Tell me what the questions are that men most typically ask you, men with prostate cancer. What are the top five questions that are asked?
Yeah. So I'm an oncologist, so I often see men who unfortunately have a cancer that has come back or can't be cured. And so men want to know things like what kind of symptoms can I expect to have? How long can I expect to live? People want to know about the side effects of the medications. They want to understand what they'll still be able to do. What will their strength be like? Can they continue their activities? And people also want to know if they need to make any behavioral modifications. Do they need to change their diet or their exercise? Are there any herbs or supplements they could take? Those are the kinds of things that people generally ask about.
Yeah. Are there new and exciting therapeutic options for prostate cancer patients?
There are a number of very effective new therapies in, again, in the medical oncology field, which is among people who have advanced cancers, that have come into use very recently. And these are advanced hormonal types of therapies. One is called abiraterone acetate, another is called enzalutamide. What's exciting about these medicines is first that they're pills, they're not intravenous. People can take them at home. And the second very exciting component of them is that they have very few side effects, which we know because we have administered patient-reported outcome questionnaires to people to understand that people can live their lives without a lot of toxicities, which is pretty different from the traditional chemotherapies that we had, which caused quite a bit of toxicity. So this is very exciting. There are also exciting new radiotherapy types of approaches in which we give these very small molecules to people that emit tiny bursts of radiation called alpha particles right at the site where the cancer is when it goes to the bone. And there's one called radium-223 that's very exciting. Immunotherapies have been very interesting across oncology in general, but unfortunately have not seemed to have the same kind of effectiveness in prostate cancer that we've seen in other cancers.